The reality for us is that we lose sight of God amidst the busyness of life, just the day-to-day living of life, who He is and His love for us, His incredible power for us. Yeah, we all lose sight of heavenly things, the spiritual dimension. A dear friend and former business partner of mine used to say that in understanding any difficult issue, any problem in life, context is everything, almost. And he was right. If you take a scripture verse out of context, you can turn it into a lie. That's exactly what the devil did in tempting Jesus, Luke chapter 4. And he's still doing it today. If you don't take the time to understand the reasons behind a person's actions, chances are you'll completely misunderstand them. And you know, if we don't get a grip on the heavenly context, the eternal context, the spiritual context of our lives, we're going to make so many mistakes. Wisdom is about exercising good judgment. Wisdom is about taking our knowledge and experience and making good decisions. But when you leave something out, if you miss part of that picture, you can't be wise. You can't make good decisions. And that's what happens when we forget the heavenly context of our lives. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with Him in glory. How much time do you spend seeking the things that are above, the heavenly things, setting your mind on the things that are above, not always on the things that are on this earth? Here's the big picture. Jesus died for you. And if you will believe in Him, then your very life is tucked away in God with Christ. And one day, that life will be revealed in glory with Him. Imagine just for a moment if that became the overriding reality of your life, the context for all that you see and do, for everything that happens to you. Imagine how different the world would look. Imagine the strength and the power that you would lay hold of in dealing with your trials and temptations. Imagine, just imagine the joy and the peace that would guard your heart as each day you set your heart and mind on the things that are above. Well, stop imagining and start doing, because the Lord your God has a whole new dimension of wisdom for your life as you set your focus on the things that are above. That's God's word. Fresh for you today.